Jack Silverman, Biology, 5th period, 1987 to 1988. Teacher, Mr. Johnson, Central High School, Springfield, Minnesota. Science Project Journal. Results of a giant sequoia gene spliced to a lima bean plant. Introduction. Mr. Johnson, our science teacher, told us if we wanted to earn an A+ this year, we needed an unusual science project for our 10th grade biology class. He did not want any more complaints from parents about animal abuse or research papers for or against evolution. He wanted a politically neutral project which showed we understood how we could observe and perhaps influence a change in nature. We could get any help we wanted. We had to keep an exact journal of our projects from concept to finish. All the projects had to be discussed with him and approved before we started. My friend, Verman, has a brother who is going to be a genetic plant scientist. I asked Mr. Johnson if I could try to cross a lima bean with a sequoia tree and grow a new super plant. Mr. Johnson laughed and said, "Sure, go ahead and try. Keep good notes and, while you're at it, try to find a cure for the common cold or AIDS." I think he was teasing me about finding a cure for the common cold or AIDS. 22nd of September, 1987. I talked to Vermont and asked him when his brother, Aaron, would be home next. Aaron will come home at Thanksgiving. I asked Vermont if he planned to visit Aaron before then, and he said his family would see him next weekend. Vermont's dad, Dr. Madden, needed to go to St. Louis. I asked Vermont to talk to Aaron about helping me with my science project. 12th of October. Vermont talked to Aaron. Aaron thought my project was crazy. He will not help me. I told Mr. Johnson I needed to change my project. He laughed and said not to give up yet because I had not even started. He told me all great scientists face initial opposition. 15th of October. I talked to my grandfather Golden about my project. He has bred seeds for his garden for many years and developed some fast-growing giant lima beans. He tried to sell the bean seeds, but the beans taste super nasty. He wants to breed a good bean flavor into them and keep the rapid growth. He says that he was sure sequoia gene will not work in a bean plant, but he gave me some of his best bean seeds to use for my project. 17th of October. I talked to Veron again and asked if he would please ask Aaron to try to splice a sequoia gene onto one of my bean seeds. I really don't know how this works and still need to do the library research on gene splicing. Where can I find a sequoia gene? 18th of October. Veron talked to Aaron on the phone, and he said if I give him my bean seeds and some sequoia seeds, he will try to splice the genes. He is tired of working with soybeans. He said he will help me even though he thinks my project is completely crazy. 22nd of October. Grandfather Golden found he can get me some sequoia seeds from a friend in California. 25th of November. Aaron came home for Thanksgiving. I don't have any sequoia seeds yet, but I gave him 5 of my grandfather's lima bean seeds. 10th of December. Grandfather received a Christmas card from his friend in California with 6 tiny sequoia seeds in it. 22nd of December. Aaron came home for Christmas, and I gave him the sequoia seeds. He had already sprouted 2 of my grandfather's seeds and said the plants had some interesting genetic qualities. I asked if there was any way this could help research to find a cure for the common cold or AIDS. He said I was totally crazy. 15th of January. I called Aaron and he said the sequoia seeds had not sprouted, so he did not know if he could splice a gene from them onto the beans. 17th of January, 1988. I talked to Mr. Johnson and told him I needed to change my project because it was not working. He said if I was keeping careful notes, even an unsuccessful project would be beneficial because it would show what did not work. He teased me again about my research to try to find a cure for the common colds or AIDS. I told him that was his joke, and it never was part of my project. I think he is being mean. 22nd of January. Veron told me Aaron called and the sequoia seeds had sprouted. He had made the splice. 23rd of January. I called Aaron and asked if I could come see how the splice was made so I could write it into my journal. He said I could. 26th of January. Grandfather Golden drove me to St. Louis. We went to the new science building at Washington University, where Aaron is a graduate student. He spliced a sequoia gene onto a lima bean gene. His plant was growing in a little plastic flower pot. He showed me all his equipment, but it is too complicated to describe in this notebook. He said genetic engineering is a complicated process and is not suitable to be used as a high school science project. I asked Aaron if there was someone doing research to cure the common colds or AIDS in his library. He introduced me to his friend, Marie Summers, who is going to be a doctor. She is working on 5 different AIDS research experiments. I asked her if her projects could help me in any way. She said she did not think so, but was open to any suggestion. I said if this lima bean and sequoia gene splice worked, I would grow a superplant. If she could give me it the resistance of the AIDS virus, it may be immune to common plant diseases and may help find a cure for the common colds and AIDS. She laughed and said that this was not possible, but agreed to let me look at her experiments as long as I did not touch anything. She warned me that AIDS research is a deadly matter and is not suitable for a high school... She warned me that AIDS research is a deadly matter and not suitable for a high school science project. She would not let me have any AIDS material to use in my project. 27th of January. I took the genetically spliced bean plant home. Grandfather told me it was much too early to be sprouting and would die if I, before I... Blip, blip, blip. Grandfather told me it was much too early to be sprouting and it would die before I could plant it outside. I asked him if I could keep it in his greenhouse until it was safe to plant outside. He agreed as long as I took care of it. When I brought it home, my bean plant was 10 centimeters high. Centimeters. When I brought it home, my bean plant was 10 centimeters high and had 4 leaves. I repotted it into a 5-gallon plastic bucket of compost and potting soil. I gave it 1.5 liters, 1.6 quarts, of water. 2nd of February. It looks like spring will come early this year, according to the radio. The bean plant is now 22 centimeters, 8.7 inches high, and has 12 leaves. Mr. Johnson asked me how my AIDS research project was coming today. I told him I was still trying to overcome some obstacles to this aspect of my project. He said the drug abusers would appreciate my efforts. He said the drug abusers will appreciate my efforts the day I find an AIDS cure. 3rd of February. I know Mr. Johnson doesn't believe my project will work, but just to show him I am determined, I will find something. I will find out something about the AIDS virus. I asked Ramon if he would go with me to a place where I learned from the newspaper stories there are drug abusers who share needles. I want to see if I can get an AIDS-infected needle to use in my project. Varon said I was absolutely crazy and he wouldn't go. He did get me a new needle from his father's medical supply cabinet to trade for an infected one. 4th of February. I went to a certain house in the city and asked if I could trade a new needle for the one that people had been sharing for some time. The people were unfriendly, but when I explained it was for a science project which may help them, they agreed to trade. This was a scary event, and I will never do this again alone. I took the needle to the greenhouse and carefully poked it through the base of the bean plant. My plant is 25 centimeters, 10 inches high, and has 14 leaves. My plant is 25 centimeters, 10 inches high, and has 14 leaves. February 5th. I think I might have killed the plant. It looks terrible. Grandfather says putting the needle in the vase was a bad thing to do and it probably would not be able to recover. He gave it some compost, fish emulsion, and manure tea to help it recover. The plant has shrunk down to 14 centimeters, 5.5 inches, high, and now only has 8 brown leaves. It looks almost dead. 6th of February. The plant is no worse, but also no better. 7th of February. The plant is trying to recover. It has straightened out some and is now 20 centimeters, 8 inches, high, and still has 8 leaves and is turning green again. 8th of February. It looks like the plant is going to recover. It is back to 25 centimeters, 10 inches, high, and has started to put out new leaves. 14th of February. The plant is growing nicely again. It is 38 centimeters high, 15 inches, and has 16 leaves. 22nd of February. The plant is 45 centimeters, 18 inches, high, and has 27 leaves. Grandfather warned me not to try any more needle experiments on the plant because it may not recover again. I think I am smart enough to know that myself. 5th of March. The plant is 85 centimeters, 333.5 inches high, and has too many leaves to count. Grandfather says it needs a bigger container because roots are showing all around the edges of the plastic bucket. Mr. Johnson says he wants us to bring our projects to class next week. He will select the best for the science fair. 12th of March. Mr. Johnson looked at my bean plant growing in the 5-gallon bucket. He said mine was the worst high school science project he'd ever seen. He did not believe my bean plant had a sequoia gene splice into it, and he did not believe me about the drug needle experiment on the plant. He wants me to change my project to a demonstration of light on the plant bean leaves. He wants me to change my project to a demonstration of light on the bean plant leaves. I am supposed to cut off all light from it. I am supposed to cut off all the light to the leaves and make a record of how quickly my plant dies. No way am I doing that. I am determined to succeed as originally planned. 1st of April. The plant is now 223 centimeters, 7 foot 4, high, and grandfather says it must leave the greenhouse shelf because it is pushing on the roof and is too big to keep inside. If it frosts, we will cover it with a tarp and use a heater to keep it alive. I asked my stepfather, Herman, if I can put my bean plant in our yard. He agreed if I plant it in a sunny spot near the backyard fence and take care of it myself. Grandfather agrees that this is a good plan because our neighbors have a pony and the plant can use its nutrients. And the plant can use the nutrients in its roots. And the plant can use the nutrients its roots take from under the fence. We planted the bean plant outside at 6:30 p.m. The pony wants to eat the The pony wants to eat it through the fence, so we put a piece of plywood between the plant and the fence. The bucket was full of roots, and the plant is much harder than a normal bean plant, more like the wood in a tree. The sequoia splice seems to be having some effect. Mr. Johnson says I should have planted a control bean to show the difference between a normal bean and this one, but anyone can tell that this is going to be a super big bean plant. 7th of April. The plant is really growing now. I used our 10-foot ladder to measure the plant. It is over 350 centimeters, 11.5 feet, tall, and has spread out along the fence. The pony does not like the taste of the plant and will not eat its leaves. I am just going to measure the base circumference instead of the height from now on, because I cannot reach the top without getting a taller ladder. My stepfather says if the plant gets much bigger, he will cut it down because it is so ugly. It has a little purple and brown spots on its... It has little brown and purple spots all on its leaves, and it drips sap. I hope he will let me keep it until school is out. Mr. Johnson is mad at me because I won't do his No Light on the Leaves project to kill my plant. I told him it was much too big to take to the science fair now, anyway. 14th of April. The plant is 22 centimeters, 8.6 inches, around the base. It looks tremendous. Grandfather says it is the biggest bean plant he has ever seen. The neighbors with the pony are complaining because the plant is growing through the fence into their stable. I asked them to be patient just a few more days because I need to complete my project. They agreed. 21st of April. The plant is 45 centimeters, 17.7 inches, around the base. It has doubled its size in 1 week. Herman, my stepfather, says he has never seen a bean grow so fast. Herman, my stepfather, says he has never seen a plant grow so fast. Vermin brought Aaron over to see it. Aaron snipped off some leaves and took pictures to show his professor. Aaron and Maureen are engaged. She came to see the plant, too. I told her about the AIDS needle experiment. She just laughed at me and said I was crazy. April. The bean plant was on our local TV news tonight. The base is 105 centimeters, 41.3 inches, around. It is about 15 meters high. I had to explain to the TV reporter that that is 49 feet because he said no one in America understood meters. There are hundreds of bean pods on the plant, but they are not filled yet. Mr. Johnson was also on TV explaining to the reporters how he guided me through all the phases of this experiment and how I was his A-plus student. Herman said we need to cut the bean plant down now. He will not wait until the beans are ripe. The plant is much too big to move out of the yard. It has pushed a dent into the pony's fence. 29th of April. Herman got his chainsaw out tonight and tried to cut down the bean plant. The saw got stuck halfway and the chain broke. Herman said he would finish the job tomorrow. 30th of April. The bean plant healed itself from the chainsaw cut overnight. It sent out many new sprouts from the cut scar. Herman could not get the chainsaw fixed, but said tomorrow it would have to go. 1st of May. This might be my final entry in my journal. The bean plant is 125 centimeters, 49 inches, around the base, and about 20 meters, 65 feet high. Herman has rented a big chainsaw and is determined to cut down the plant. I've grown so attached to the plant that it makes me sort of sad to kill it. 2nd of May. The rented chainsaw broke also. Super strong fibers from the plant tangled up in the chain and stopped it. Herman said it was like cutting into a bundle of wet fiberglass. The bean plant wants to live. A man from the county came and said our neighbors have complained because of the damage to their pony fence. We explained we are trying to remove the plant. My mother baked some cookies for the people with the pony and apologized for this problem. I wonder what will happen if the plant cannot be killed and keeps growing. 4th of May. The plant is now 137 centimeters, 54 inches, around the base, and seems to be about 25 meters, 81 feet, high. Herman asked some people from the county to come and cut down the bean plant. Two workers came and hacked off some branches and tried to cut it down. Their chainsaws broke, and their axes just seemed to bounce off the base. The lawn and flowers around the bean plant are dying. 5th of May. Aaron came with his professor and 10 other people to see the plant. They want to get some seeds from it. Herman says it will be gone before the seeds mature. They offered to pay him $1,000 to keep it until the seeds mature. Herman says they would have to pay at least $2,000, and they agree. Herman says he should have asked for $10,000 because they want the seeds so bad. 6th of May. My mother explained to the neighbors about getting money to keep the plant, and they say they deserve half. Herman got mad and said he will give them nothing. They are going to sue us over the plant. Grandfather suggests I should not get involved anymore because it appears Herman now has taken ownership of the bean plant and it will only cause him trouble. 8th of May. The TV news came to our house again because the bean plant roots have pushed out into the street and have broken into the utility pipes. This caused a power failure and no water in our neighborhood for 2 days. The city is going to sue us if we don't get rid of the plant. Herman called the university and told them that they would have to pay a lot more if they want to keep the plant until its seeds mature because it is causing a lot of trouble. They agreed to pay $25,000. Herman thinks he should have asked for more because they agreed too quickly. 9th of May. Some Japanese scientists came to look at the plant. Herman won't let them touch it or clip any samples. It is now 257 centimeters, 8.4 feet, around the base, and about 40 meters, 130 feet, high. Herman has offered to pay the neighbors $10,000 for the problems caused by the plant. 23rd of May. Mr. Johnson gave me an A in biology. He asked about the AIDS needle. I told him what I said before, but he still does not believe me. School is out tomorrow. Grandfather and I are going fishing for a week. He says my project is completely out of hand because Herman is now charging people $20 just to come into the yard and examine the plant. Herman told the university it will now cost them $250,000 to harvest the beans. He has hired a security guard company to watch the yard at night to keep other people away. 6th of June. The plant is enormous. It really grew in hot weather. The sequoia gene and whatever was on that needle has given it superpowers. It is now 442 centimeters, 14.5 feet, around the base, and was about 80 meters, 260 feet, high. Unfortunately, it lifted the side of our house with its roots. The bean pods are hard and are almost ready to harvest. 5 guards are watching the plant every minute now. Mr. Johnson was on the Gerald show to talk... Blah, blah. Mr. Johnson was on the Geraldo show on TV to talk about the plant. He said it was all his idea. Mother would not let me go on the show or even talk to the reporters. Grandfather says we should leave town because there's going to be trouble, but I want to see what happens next. 7th of June. 13 people from the university came today and picked as many beans as they could. They had a whole pickup truck full. Since chainsaws don't seem to be able to cut down the plant, Herman is going to kill it with poison. He bought several gallons of the most potent kind of herbicide. He had some men come over with a big power drill and bore holes into the base of the plant. They then poured chemicals into the holes. It was kind of sad. The TV news wanted to film it, but they would not pay Herman the $5,000 he wanted, so we videotaped it. 8th of June. Herbicide cannot kill the super bean. There are all sorts of sprouts coming out of the scars left by the drill holes. The neighbors took away their pony during the night. It was sick. 9th of June. The sheriff issued a court order to get rid of the plant in the next 3 days or pay $10,000 per day in fines for keeping a dangerous public nuisance. Herman said he wanted nothing more than to get rid of the plant, but could not kill it and asked the county to please help him. 10th of June. The CNN TV news came to film the country. The CNN TV news came to film the county men tried to kill the plant. They dug around the base and chopped at the roots. They sent some men up in a tall cherry picker on a truck to cut off branches. A fire truck came and used its tallest ladder to send a man up to cut off the high branches. He cut many branches, but not enough to really matter. The bean plant keeps growing. 11th of June. The CNN TV news reported tonight that the university had discovered... 11th of June. The CNN TV news reported tonight that the university had discovered that the beans they harvested contained elements of the AIDS virus. Our neighbors want to sue us again because they claim the plant made their pony sick. Herman paid them $50,000 for the sick pony. Our house is beginning to tip over because the roots are pushing up the foundation. The plant is 691 centimeters, 22.7 feet around the base, and is over 100 meters, 325 feet high. 12th of June. Three U.S. Marshals came today and ordered us to remove the plant because it was a hazard to commercial aircraft. In the meantime, we must put a flashing red light at the top. Herman said he had tried everything he could to remove the plant and failed. He asked the federal government to help. An army helicopter came and put a big red flashing light with a solar power battery pack on top of the plant. 13th of June. Five U.S. Department of Agriculture scientists and six doctors from the Public Health Service came to examine the plant and decide how to kill it. 15th of June. The National Guard sent about 20 soldiers with all sorts of equipment to kill the plant. They dug holes around the base and put in high explosive. Then they set off the explosives. It made big clouds of dirt and destroyed what was left of our back lawn. The plant shook but did not tip over or die. 16th of June. There are hundreds of new bean plant shoots coming out of the holes left by explosives yesterday. The soldiers shot at the plant with flamethrowers, but other than burning off the shoots and some leaves, it did not seem to hurt the plant. In fact, where the plant was burnt, it is now growing faster. In fact, where the plant was burnt, it is now growing faster today than ever. They did burn off the fence. They did burn down the fence and the pony stable. 17th of June. Apparently, the bean plant is sucking all the water and nutrients out of the soil in our neighborhood. Everyone's plants are dying in their yards, and their lawns are drying up, even though we've had enough rain to keep the groundwater level up to normal. Mr. Johnson has been charged with creating a public nuisance. He now says the bean plant was not his fault and blamed it all on Aaron. Aaron has gone to Europe for a long vacation. The university says Aaron grew a second bean plant, which he also spliced with sequoia gene the same time as mine, and today it is only 20 feet high. They claim the difference between that plant and my bean plant must have been my AIDS needle experiment that gave my plant superpowers. Aaron says he hopes cold weather will kill the plant because they have not been able to kill any of the beans that they sprouted except by grinding them up and putting them in a furnace and burning the pieces to ashes. If they pulled out a newly sprouted bean from a seed taken from my plant, it refuses to die even if it is dried out or cut up. Once it gets into soil again, it continues to grow. It has taken on the unstoppable characteristics of the AIDS virus. 4th of July. We must move away from here. The plant ruined most of our neighborhood houses. It killed all the plants and trees. There have been so many people from all different agencies working on trying to kill the bean plant, we could not live in our house anyway. Last time I was allowed to measure it, the circumference around the base was 723 centimeters, 23.7 feet, and it was at least 120 meters, 390 feet high. Herman says the Army is considering a small thermonuclear blast to try to kill the plant. Our neighborhood has been declared a state disaster area. Grandfather, Mom, and I are moving to California. Herman will stay here. He says the plant is his, and he intends to make more money from it as long as it lives. He says the plant is his, and he intends to make more money from it as long as it lives.